The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David. These proverbs are to know wisdom and instruction. That is to be wise. And that's what we all need, to be wise. To receive instruction. That is to learn. And we all tend to think that we know everything there is to know. And we don't want to listen to God's wisdom. So the proverbs, Solomon says, are to give understanding to the simple, and we're all simple until God teaches us, and to give to the young person knowledge and discretion, so that the wise person will hear and increase in learning. So once you start on the path of being wise, you go on and on. And this is so that a person who has got understanding may hear wise advice. So once you've got some wisdom, then you pick up more and more. And so that's how you can develop over them to be a spiritual person. So the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So to fear God, to respect God, is the beginning. Now, if we don't fear God, if we think, well, yes, God may be there, and he is there, and yes, he's spoken, but I shall do exactly what I want, then we have no fear of God. And if we don't fear or respect God, then we will never grow in knowledge. My son, my child, hear the instruction of your father and do not forsake the law of your mother. For they shall be like an ornament around your neck, like a chain around your neck. So then, it's easy to think, well, I'm going to just do what I want to do, and I know better than anyone else, including my parents. But if our mother and father love God, then what they're saying to us is wisdom, and we should, as it were, hang it around our head and around our neck. My son, if sinners come to you and encourage you to go with them, don't go with them. If they say, come with us, let's lie in wait secretly to jump out on the innocent person. Let's swallow up these people. We'll get all kind of wealth. We'll fill our houses with the spoil. Come on, let's all have one purse. Throw in your lot among us. My son, don't walk in the same path with them. Move your foot out of their path, for their feet are running to do evil, and they're quickly going to shed blood. In vain is the net spread in the eyes of any bird. So, you see, if you know what's going to happen, then you'll be wise. It's like they used to set nets as traps to catch birds. And so if the bird saw what was going to happen, he wouldn't come down and pick that tasty bit of meat or whatever had been put there as a bait for him. And so it's the same here. If we know the dangers, then we will keep away from them. And one of the most common ways in which young people, from children even, go wrong is that they have the wrong friends and other people influence them. And so here you've got this young man who's being tempted by these other young men who say, come on, let's all be together. You be one with us. We'll get ourselves rich by doing bad things. Let's all be one. No, my son, keep away from them. Take our foot out of their path. If we're getting involved in friendships with people like that, then we keep ourselves away from them. Because, as he says, the net is spread in vain in the eyes of a bird who knows what's going on. Wisdom cries aloud in the streets. She utters her voice in the high places. How long, you simple ones, will you love to be simple? And mockers, people who laugh at wisdom, delight in their mocking, and fools hate knowledge. No, turn and listen to me. I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. So wisdom is calling. You open the Bible, there you've got wisdom. There is God's wisdom. But Solomon goes on to say, but people set at nothing all my advice and don't want any of my reproof. None of us like to be told off. None of us like to be told you could have done that better or this better or that better. And he says, they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of God. They didn't want any of my advice. They despised all my reproof. Therefore, they will have the result of their own choices. So this is the trouble, that people don't want to listen to God's word. And if we really accept that the Bible is written by the Spirit of God, that it's inspired, well, here is wisdom crying out to us. And if only we would walk by that, then we would not have all the grief that so many people end up in. That's why so many people have got sad lives. They don't like to admit it, but they have. And all this will finish up for them, Solomon says, that they will call upon me, but I will not answer. They will seek me, but they will not find me. That, I think, is talking about how at the last day, when Jesus comes back and the dead are raised and we come to the day of judgment, these sort of people will wake up and they'll stand before the judgment seat of Jesus and they'll realise it was all true. God really does exist. Jesus really existed and died for me and rose again and went to heaven. And yes, he's come back. And yes, the Bible was all true. That was all wisdom's voice. And it says, they will seek me then, but will not find me. They will call upon me, but I will not answer. It will all be too late. And that will be the saddest thing. We got to realize that we're living our lives with that in front of us. That Jesus is going to come back and we are going to meet him. And in that day, only one thing will be important, and that is, will I be in the kingdom of God? That will be all that's important. I want to be in the kingdom of God more than anything else in the world. And that's the attitude we've got to have now.